106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is something that your mom kept from your childhood? Call or text us right now at 916-909-1065 and tell us what it is. Bonus points if she tried to give it to you as an adult. All right, we want to hear your comments. This is your show, 909-1065. And the reason we're talking about this is because Kevin brought something up that is interesting because he is not a parent. He is not a mother, but he has already started to keep things from someone and for someone. And who is that person, Kevin?
My nephew.
And what are you keeping? Because he's only, what is he, two?
He's two, yeah. He has done so many like art projects in his little daycare thing, and they're like ugly. But like, I get it. He's a kid,
sure.
And I have a whole file full of them.
That's so sweet, Kevin.
So cute. They are learning about clouds.
Why are they going to you, and why aren't they going to his parents?
Well, because he made it specifically for me.
I see. Okay.
That's
all right.
So cute.
So we want to know what are some things that your parents kept from you or kept for you? Well, text message we already got in to 916-909-1065. That was really, it's funny because it really makes our mothers seem like serial killers. Teeth and hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. We put that on Facebook. Somebody said that her mom made her baby teeth into earrings.
Oh my God.
And then tried to give it to her.
What?
As an adult. And she was like, no, you can hold on to them a little bit longer.
You know who else took body parts and made it into jewelry?
Viet Cong.
Leatherface.
Oh.
Viet Cong. Wow, that's very historically specific.
Well, isn't it right?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Okay.
Well.
Here's what I don't understand. I completely understand keeping things of your kids because, you know, they're getting older and you're going to miss when they were little and they were doing these funny things, right? What is the age that eventually our parents go, I don't want this anymore? It was so important to me. It was so important to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes people put it in boxes so that the time can't get to it, you know, to preserve it.
Right.
And then there hits an age.
Yeah.
Where your parents go, could you get this out of my house?
My mom's in this era right now in a big way. The Purge Gavin's past era.
Right. Loved it. Now.
Every single time, it feels like every single time my mom sees me, she has two things for me. One, an article for me to read that she's pretty sure I'm going to be really interested in.
Yeah.
And two, something from my childhood.
Yes.
Like, she saved progress reports and like elementary school tests. I mean, we have a mom on hold that has kept stuff. It's an interesting perspective. It's the other side.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Now, you say you have kept all of your kids' baby teeth, right?
All of them.
All right, now let me ask you, what's the plan?
I tried to give them to them, and they don't want them.
Of course not!
I mean, why do we... Okay, do I have my kids' baby teeth? Yes, I do.
See?
My plan was never 30? To offload them onto them, though.
It's, you know what it is, Sherry? I honestly think that it's just guilt. We hang on to these things
and
because...
And then we can't get rid of
the
them.
The idea of throwing... Exactly. Something that you grew in your womb, have it be just like a front tooth in the trash can feels so just
wrong.
Right.
I thought they'd want them.
Have you thought about making them into an earring?
No.
Okay, well, there's still time. We put this up on Facebook and Karen said a chicken pox scab.
Ew!
She scrapped booked it for me.
Oh my god! Turned to dust,
of course.
Oh my god! I mean, I saved my kids' umbilical cord.
Well, yeah, like, I have those.
Well, what's the difference, really? It's still a biohazard to keep something like that.
I mean, one gave sustenance to your child, and
the other was
a disease
in the herpes family.
Right. Brooke said, my mom kept almost everything, all the cards from the baby shower and my first birthday, the wrapping paper that lined the drawers of the dresser that was recently given away.
Oh my god.
Mom, wow. Come on.
What else we have on there?
This one. Julie said, my mom kept a bunch of my baby clothes, which isn't all that weird, except she's had them sewn into a quilt for me a few years ago and gave it to me. Now I'm a single woman, no kids, who owns a blanket of my own baby clothes. And I've been told there's a scrapbook of my childhood school projects in the works, so I'm sure that'll make a great coffee table book.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God. Keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. Oh, God.